This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NBA playoffs have been fantastic. And a guy that knows them very well, a two-time world champion and a basketball Hall of Famer, royalty, joins us here on the show. David Robinson, the Admiral, dropping on by this morning. David, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me on, dude. Yeah, I appreciate it.
My pleasure, man. It's always wonderful to talk to you. And that Kawhi shot is going to be iconic if it isn't already. What was your thought, man, as that shot went up, bounced around four times, and went in?
You know, I mean, I can't help but root for Kawhi. You know, I mean, he's been such a part of who we've been over the last few years. And that, you know, going into that shot last night is he was obviously dominating the game. He was carrying the team, and it was only fitting. I mean, I was happy to see that gigantic smile on his face right at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a rare occurrence.
Because he's so close to the vest, he seems so unemotional, yeah. But there you finally saw it come out. You obviously have a better sense of him versus most people because of his years in San Antonio. Is he more emotional than he lets on, or is that really rare?
You know, I think he just, you know, obviously he gets into it. He's very focused and intense. You know, I think he's so focused on getting the job done and getting better and all that sort of stuff. I think sometimes it's a little bit hard for him to enjoy the moment. But he, you know, he's such a great young guy. I love him. And I'm, you know, watching him play, I mean, obviously wasn't happy about the way things ended here, but I still love seeing him play at his best because I just think he's phenomenal. And it's, you know, it just takes time to get the credit for as being as good a player as you are. You just got to keep performing. And I'm glad to see him perform at this level. He's been phenomenal.
What a moment. What a shot. Now, on the other side, the Houston Rockets lose again to the Golden State Warriors. And now that's four times in the playoffs. And you had difficult playoff losses that you had to swallow before you guys finally got over the hump in 99. Can that leave, though, a scar that lasts forever for the Rockets still kind of running into the same problems against the Warriors?
Well, I mean, it leaves a scar, but I mean, I think those kind of disappointments are what make you stronger and what make you better. The problem is trying to keep your team together and trying to keep your window open. I mean, that's the challenge for them. I mean, you know, I'm not so upset that they had to go through the experience. It's just the fact that how long can you keep a competitive team at this level? And so I would love to see, you know, as good as Harden has played, you want to see a guy like that have success. But wow, they've got to figure something else out. I mean, that was as tough a loss as I've seen. You know, the team loses their best player and you don't beat them? I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, and it happens in Houston nonetheless. David Robinson joins us here on the show. How about the Portland Trailblazers? This is a team that I don't think a lot of people would have figured was going to be in the Western Conference Finals. And they just keep getting it done. And yesterday was C.J. McCollum doing it instead of Damian Lillard. How impressive is it when the Blazers can do that and do it on the road and not even get the superstar game out of their best player?
Yeah, no, that was very impressive. I mean, their team has been so guard-focused. And it just showed that they're a better all-around team than people give them credit for. I love Lillard, and I love McCollum. I think McCollum is, as hard as it's to say, underrated. I think he's kind of the heart and soul of what they do because he's that guy night in and night out that, you know, he just brings it. And he's an elite level player that really doesn't get elite level type credit. So, I've been very, very impressed with what they've done. Denver had a fantastic year, and to end their season on their court, man, that was impressive.
Do you think that the Blazers can challenge the Warriors in this series?
Wow, that's such a – I think, you know, the Warriors are – the experience that they bring to the table is – you cannot undervalue that. I just think, you know, the Blazers are fighting and they're scrapping. I probably wouldn't bet on them, but it will be an interesting series. I mean, I think the Warriors are vulnerable, and particularly with KD not at 100%.
Why is that experience so valuable? What did you understand, having gone through the playoffs multiple times with teammates, that you just couldn't get unless you had done it?
It just gives better perspective. You know, whether you lose a game or whether you go up 20 or down 20 or whatever, you just have better perspective, and you understand it's a long run. It's not a sprint. And I think it allows you to be more steady, more consistent. You understand that consistency is really the key. You have one good game, doesn't really matter. You've got to have, you know, four great games. You got to win four games in the series. So, it just puts you in a better state of mind. You trust each other more. There's so many things that give you a bit of an edge. I think it's when you're a young team, you're kind of riding emotion quite a bit more, and when you have experience, you know, that just doesn't play as big a role.
David Robinson joins us this morning on the show. What's your assessment of what Giannis is doing as a big man, how skilled he is? What is your takeaway watching what he does?
Yeah, Giannis is kind of that next evolution of the kind of the Magic Johnson type of player. You know, Magic was something we had never seen before. And Giannis has even taken that concept and expanded that. I mean, you see Giannis down in the post dunking on people, doing all kinds of stuff. And, he's bringing the ball up the court at full speed. He's making passes, really an incredible specimen. And he's growing into his body. He's growing into his role. He's so much fun to watch. I love it. I think he's brought kind of a level of excitement and a new, fresh look at the game. His team is having success. So that really validates what type of player he is. And, I'm enjoying it. I love Giannis.
He is so awesome to watch. This Final Four should be really cool in the NBA. David Robinson, the Admiral, joins us on behalf of Johnsonville. Now, you've teamed up with Johnsonville to celebrate none of those who serve our great country, home and abroad. You guys have hosted a free cookout on Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio for Military Spouse Appreciation Day. I know the military is really important, obviously, with your background. So how did this event go, and what are you guys doing with families of those who have served?
Yeah, no, it went fantastic. I mean, this last Saturday was, Military Spouse Appreciation Day. And, I grew up in a family where my father was in the Navy. He was gone, months at a time. And so I saw how my mom held the family together, and she was such a key piece of the puzzle in helping us grow and be the adults that we are now. And so we wanted to celebrate that. And so Johnsonville got the monster grill out, and we grilled up brats and sausages for some of the families. We had hundreds of them come, and so I just played basketball with them and, signed autographs and said hello. And it was just a really wonderful event. It went very, very well. It was a great opportunity to single out some specific people for what they've done, and then also just thank everybody in general.
No doubt. That is a great cause and a great event. Military Spouse Appreciation Day the other day. David Robinson in Johnsonville teaming up for good things. David, it is always wonderful to catch up, man. Thanks so much. Keep enjoying those NBA playoffs.
Oh, yeah. This is a great run. I'm enjoying it.
Good, 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 good. Have a great day, David.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.